This Front Page podcast is brought to you by GoToMeeting. For your free 30-day trial, visit GoToMeeting.com/times.
On Thursday's Front Page, New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo is investigating whether 8 banks gave rating agencies misleading information to get better ratings for mortgage securities. Here in New York, blacks and Latinos were 9 times as likely as whites to be stopped by the police, but they were no more likely to be arrested. And BP says it may finally stop the Gulf oil spill in weeks, not months. I'm James Barron. We'll look at those stories and more on the front page of Thursday's New York Times. Our top story says New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo has started an investigation of 8 banks. At issue is whether they gave misleading information to rating agencies in order to get better ratings for mortgage securities. That raises the question of whether the agencies were duped by one or more of the banks that are targets of the investigation. Cuomo is also interested in whether the ratings agencies were complicit when banks tried to game the system. 7 children were killed in another attack at a school in China. A man with a kitchen cleaver went on a rampage. State-run media said he attacked 7 children and 2 adults before returning home and killing himself. It was the deadliest of 5 assaults on Chinese school children in the last 2 months. Times reporter Edward Wong is covering the attacks.
What we know is that in each case, the attacker was a man who was acting alone, and in a few of the cases, there appears to have been a history of mental illness.
Times reporter Edward Wong in Beijing. BP officials suggested they are closer to a solution that could stop the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico in weeks rather than months. Their plans now involve work on and around a safety device called a blowout preventer. That's a machine designed to seal off the oil well. It failed to do that after the explosion 3 weeks ago. Now BP says it's increasingly confident it can make it work at what the company called acceptably low risk. Afghan President Hamid Karzai is wrapping up his visit to Washington. Times reporter Alyssa Rubin says the new U.S. strategy for Afghanistan may depend on whether people there overcome their distrust of his government. That's one lesson from an American-led offensive in Marja back in February. The Taliban insurgents there were driven away, but setting up a government that can win over the locals has proved harder. Here in New York, blacks and Latinos were 9 times as likely as whites to be stopped by the police, but they were no more likely to be arrested. That finding comes from an analysis of stop and frisk data. The Center for Constitutional Rights, which got the data, says the figures again showed that stop and frisks are racially driven. The police did 575,000 stops last year. The frisks yielded 762 guns. Times reporter Catherine Rampell says many of the jobs lost during the recession are not coming back, period. She says the recession gave employers cover to do what they probably would have done anyway, which is fire millions of people like file clerks or travel agents. Computers now do what they once did, or workers overseas now do it, and unemployment benefits and food stamps won't make displaced workers' skills relevant again. We'll go inside Thursday's Times after this.
The average cost of a single business trip is $1,000. Consider having your meetings online instead with GoToMeeting. Use GoToMeeting for sales presentations, product demos, training sessions, or collaborating on documents. At $49 a month for unlimited meetings, it replaces most business trips and saves your company money. Try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com/times.
Inside Thursday's Times, a blight is destroying a large part of Afghanistan's poppy harvest. A mysterious disease has killed a third of the poppies, according to UN estimates. That could complicate American and NATO military offensives this summer in Afghanistan's opium-producing heartland. Thursday's Business Day section says former New Jersey Governor John Corzine is back on Wall Street. He's looking for a shot at redemption by building a small brokerage firm. He's now the chief executive of MF Global Holdings. It specializes in futures and derivatives trading. It's 1/20th the size of Goldman Sachs, which Corzine ran in the 1990s before he went into politics. The job of bringing Britain's record budget deficit under control is now in the hands of the youngest Chancellor of the Exchequer in more than a century. Chancellor George Osborne promised to accelerate efforts to reduce spending. Osborne and his Conservative Party had to shelve some of their economic proposals to form a coalition government with the Liberal Democrats. Conservative leader David Cameron took over as Prime Minister on Tuesday after Gordon Brown stepped down. Taiwan and China are in trade talks that could mean lower tariffs on hundreds of products from the mainland. In Taiwan, there's concern that industries like shoemaking will suffer, even though high-tech businesses and financial services firms stand to gain from freer access to China. At the German software giant SAP, top executives have been talking about making bolder and more decisive moves. They made one on Wednesday by agreeing to buy Sybase for $5.25 billion. The deal puts SAP into the database software market, where it will overlap Oracle more than ever. Sybase will operate as a standalone unit within SAP under its current management. A federal judge temporarily blocked a one-day furlough of state workers scheduled by New York Governor David Patterson. He said the furloughs are necessary to keep the state from running out of money at the end of the month. Unions representing state employees went to court alleging the furloughs were illegal. The unions say forcing workers to take a day off without pay violated collective bargaining agreements. That's our preview of Thursday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. I'm James Barron.